Right, we're now going to have two more readings that feature children. So the first one is from Luke chapter 18. And I'm reading the verses 15 to 17. And in the NIV, it has the title, The Little Children and Jesus. People were also bringing babies to Jesus to have him touch them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And the next one is from Matthew. Matthew chapter 21, and starting at verse 12, and Jesus is in the temple. So Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. "It is written," he said to them, "my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and the children shouting in the temple area, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. "Do you hear what these children are saying?" they asked him. "Yes," replied Jesus. "Have you never read? From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise." And he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, where he spent the night. Amen.
So Jesus surprises people. This sermon talk will be in two parts. This is the first part, and the second part will come after the next two songs. So Jesus surprises people. Jesus receives children. And really, we are called to be as children. The preaching of Jesus in Matthew, Mark, and Luke is about the kingdom of God, the rule of God. God's rule, God's government over creation and history. And who is to enter the kingdom of God? When we think of today, and we think of how people, the important people are, they are wealthy, they are famous, they have done amazing things in sports. They are not people who have done nothing. They are not people who rely upon others to do for them. It is those who are active, those who are, quote unquote, useful to society. Now, Jesus scandalizes people by using children. Now, we value children today. We care for children. We make sure that they're looked after. Although, of course, if you look at the news, many children are abused and are murdered, as we saw this week, very, very sadly. But we value children. Back in ancient times, children were not valued. They were workers. In fact, there's a story I've heard of somebody in Asia, in India, who was disappointed when he had two girls. It is like milk poured on the ground. It's a waste. Children are to work. Children are to you useful. Children are to take over from me. They're not dependent. They should work. Do you remember that phrase? I got told this so many times, you can probably imagine. Children should be. Thank you. Children should be seen and not heard. Jesus turns this completely on its head. It is the kingdom of flippity flip. It's God's upside down kingdom. He turns things on its head. Children are important. And when the children come to Jesus, the disciples go, hang on a minute. You can't look after them. You can't bless them. Yet there are more important people around. They're dressed nicer. They've got robes on. They're richer. These children are wasting your time, Jesus. But Jesus accepts them as valuable. He actually accepts them as more valuable than those who everybody else thinks are important. And he blesses them. Now, when you bless somebody, and certainly in ancient times when you bless somebody, you were giving your approval. Do you remember that story of Esau and Jacob trying to get the blessing of their father? Who was going to get the blessing? Esau was, because he was older. Jacob, who was a mummy's boy, he wasn't going to get the blessing, and he had to be a trickster. And he was a trickster. And he got the blessing because it was the approval of his father. And here we have Jesus approving of the children and blessing them and touching them and picking them up and valuing them. He bestowed a blessing. He gave them a blessing. And the children recognized Jesus' love for them. They accepted Jesus' love for them. So on one side you have Christ, who actually values those who are not valued by other people, which is a surprise. And on the other hand, you have the children who accept the blessing of Jesus and accept his touch and accept his picking up and accept his blessing. And Jesus says, unless you accept the kingdom of God like this child, you can't enter it. What? So Jesus is challenging us as adults to be childlike. He's using the children as an example of what he wants from everybody. Now this is a challenge, because I'm a grown up. Why is everybody smiling at me like this? Yeah, right, you're a grown-up. But I want to be seen as a grown-up. I want to be seen as an adult. I want to be seen as a serious person. But Jesus says, no. I want you to be like a child. And I don't have kids, but I love kids. And you see them when they run to their parents or their grandparents, and they get picked up and they get kissed and loved. In Argentina, everybody got that, whether they liked it or not. but they accepted him and he accepted them. And that is the essence of the entering of God's kingdom. Entering his kingdom is entering his love as a child. And what I find interesting is at the beginning of this passage, Some versions translate even babies, and in the word even babies were brought to him. Even the most, okay, sorry if you love babies, useless. They can't do anything except, you know what they do. They can't do anything. They're helpless, but they were brought to Jesus to be valued. And I'm banging on about this because I think it's so important for us to get this, that we need to be like those little children, those babies, to run into his arms, to forget ourselves. Because children don't care. When they see daddy or mummy, they run. And they don't care what anybody else thinks. They care that they're loved. That is who we should be, because we have a surprising Jesus in the kingdom of Flippity Flip. So the children give Jesus a name, the Son of David. We just sung what a beautiful name it is. Jesus means the Lord saves. Hosanna means the Lord saves. Hosanna to the Son of David. So this is interesting because Jesus, in the previous passage, was reacting to the young people and the children coming to see him to be blessed. And Jesus once again reacts in a very surprising way to what the children do. Now, here is the situation, Matthew 21. Jesus has just entered Jerusalem and the temple. He entered through the east gate. And the east gate was where kings entered into Jerusalem. And I'm pretty sure that at that point, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the teachers of the law threw their toys out the pram and prayed that Pilate didn't understand what Jesus had just done, because he'd just claimed the city of Jerusalem for himself as king. And as you know, the Romans were ruling at the time. And Jesus goes into the city, and then he goes into the temple. And just to emphasize that he's boss, he goes into what was probably, at that time, something called the court of the Gentiles. And that's where they were trading. That's where they were doing their business. That's where they were making their money. It was where the Gentiles were supposed to come and worship the Lord. And that's God's ultimate intention, that not only the Jewish people, but the Gentiles as well, come and worship him. And so he turns over the tables and he makes a mess and he throws out, and there's pigeons everywhere and there's lambs that are running around and just a whole lot of noise. And Jesus shouts out, "My house shall be called a house of prayer," from Isaiah. "But you have turned it into a den of robbers," which is from Jeremiah. And what happens when he does this? The blind and the lame came to him and he healed them. And then there's another reaction. The priests and the teachers of the law were indignant. I love the English version sometimes. Indignant. They were flipping their lids. They were going nuts. They were angry. The word is angry. They were absolutely seething at what was happening. Not only had this peasant from Galilee, Matthew's already called it Galilee of the Gentiles, coming into the court of the Gentiles and chucking out all the people who are making us lots of money, And suddenly the children come into it. And the children run around. And they shout out, Hosanna, the Lord saves, to the Son of David. The Son of David was the king. Once again, the king arrives in his temple, his city, his temple, his court of the Gentiles, his place of worship, he claims. And the chief priests and the teachers of the law, the religious, don't recognize it. They're so worried about how much money they're losing, they forget who this is. The lame and the blind, you know, those people who are a bit of a pain, who ask you for money as you come into the temple when you should be spending money on the pigeons and the lambs and making sure you got the taxes right and gave it to the Sadducees. They recognized him. And the children recognized him. But the religious did not. And they're crying out, and Jesus recognizes those who are his. The lame, the blind, the children. And the teachers of the law say to Jesus, do you recognize the significance of what's going on here? And of course, Jesus did recognize the significance. And he says to them, have you never read, this is from Psalm 8, that beautiful psalm about creation, out of the mouths of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise. Now that is a surprise, because I don't know how many hymn writers and songwriters actually are children and babies. I'm pretty sure that not too many of them are. That's not criticizing them, they grew up. But perfect praise is from the mouth of children, from the mouth of babies, from the mouth of the ignorant, from the mouth of those who don't know any theology. They just know and recognize the one who has come to save. And this is Jesus surprising us once again. Running around, kids running around in the temple. In preparing this, I looked at a few articles on the internet, the blessed Google, and Saint Google. And there was articles about how people had moaned one Sunday that the children had made noise in church. And the pastor's going, oh dear, we seem to have a problem here. Not with the children, but with the adults. And the pastor quoted this from Matthew 21. Out of the mouths of infants and nursing babies. Nursing babies. That's the noise they make. That's the praise they make. Nursing babies. Prepared perfect praise. And it wasn't only that they were praising God and making noise. It was what they were saying. Hosanna to the Son of David. Now this is a great challenge for those of us like me who have studied. Listen to the little babies. Listen to the children. What are they saying? What are they asking about God? And often when I mention this to parents, they will say, my child last week, we were just kind of making dinner, and they asked this question. I have no idea how to answer this. And then they tell me the question, and I go, nor do I. Listening to children. So here are the two challenges again. The first challenge to be like the children, to recognize who is here. Do you recognize? Earlier in Matthew, Jesus has said in the Sermon on the Mount, someone greater than Moses is here. Someone greater than Jonah is here. And he arrives in the temple, and the religious leaders, the educated, theologically educated religious leaders, it went straight over their heads. Yet it was the children, it was the lame, it was the blind, it was the vulnerable who saw what this Jesus was bringing. In Latin America, I worked and we went to church with a lot of drug users. And intelligent young men, let me just say that, just uneducated, had a reading age of about 5. But they were intelligent, they just hadn't been taught to read. And they used to come out with things that you would never believe, because they were vulnerable, because they were poor, because they were the ones who recognized who Jesus was. And this is our challenge. We hopefully will have a children and families worker by September. We have a new youth worker. And we have a chance as a church to listen to those children, to listen to those young people, to hear what they are saying about Jesus. Things that will pass me by, they will see. So we should recognize who Jesus is. We should recognize that he is the one who has come to save. We need to be like children in that way. But as adults, we need to recognize that we need to listen as well to young people, to children. Very practically, what are they saying? What are they saying about their experiences of God? And this is one of the big, big joys. I was a youth pastor when I was young. And I learned so much from working with young people, because they would come out with things that I would never come out with. They would say things about God, totally honest, no filter. And this is one of the great challenges that we have. We can't actually listen to those young people unless we get with them. And apart from the need that we have of people to work with young people and children, we also have the great joy of the possibility of learning more about that person with that beautiful name from them. So consider it. I'm joining the youth team. I'm well known among the youth for throwing sweets. When they start being rowdy, I throw sweets. Calms them down. So sorry, parents, E-numbers and sugar. That's what they get. I joined the youth team because I want to listen to them. I want to hear what they say. I want to learn more about Jesus Christ from what they are saying. So here is the challenge of this surprising Jesus. The surprising Jesus who accepts those who nobody else accepts, who blesses those who nobody thinks is worth blessing. We got the challenge to be like those children and to accept his love. No filters, no closing off of the heart. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? I'll let you in this part, Lord, but I won't let you in the other parts of my life. We guard ourselves. Children don't guard themselves like that. We have the challenge to recognize who that Christ is, who that Son of David is. And we have that challenge to listen to children and young people so that we will learn more about who this Christ is.